Welcome to this summary edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is February 3, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. Reginald Fowler rejects plea deal in crypto shadow bank case. Professor Michael Sung talks about the rise of the digital yuan. U.S. food inspectors to test IBM blockchain for export certifications. Singapore clears securities token platform iStox for full trading. Winklevoss patents tout use case for Gemini stablecoin tech in banking. Jack Dorsey enables Bitcoin emoji on Twitter posts. MasterCard left Libra Association over regulatory and viability concerns, says CEO. Bitcoin usage among merchants is up, according to data from Coinbase and BitPay. MIT develops SpiderTech to enable more efficient off-chain crypto transactions. Bitcoin price spikes to three-month high as bull cross approaches. Pool Together DeFi app announces $1 million investment after no-loss lottery payout tops $1,000. That's all for today. If you want to listen to the detailed news, you can select the next episode of our podcast. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.